The Kutasikh is Chelek Chavbeis, Parsha Metzaira, a summary of the Sikha. Before we begin to summarize the Sikha itself, I'd like to give a bit of an introduction about what the subject matter here is, because it's somewhat unfamiliar to many people. The Parsha Metzaira begins with the cleansing process of the Metzaira, and that goes on until Chamishi. By Chamishi, two, three psukim later, it starts a new subject, which is going through a number of different types of tuma, ritual impurity, which happen as a result of secretions that come from the human body, which bring tuma, cause the person to become tummy. They are in the order of the way they appear in the Chumash. First deals with Zav, which means a male who has a certain type of a discharge, which is more of an illness rather than a natural type of a discharge, and the laws associated with that. Some people say that it's similar to gonorrhea, as it's known today. So there are three. A zov would only become a full-fledged zov in every sense of the word if he sees this discharge 3 days in a row. Then he becomes a full-fledged zov. But even if he sees a discharge only 1 day or 2 days, there are also halachas associated with it, which we'll be talking about in the Sikha. But a full-fledged zav is 3 days in a row. Then the Torah talks about a person that has an ordinary seminal discharge, which is a natural thing, and not to be compared to a zav. The type of tumah that occurs there is he has to go to the mikveh during that day or any time actually, and the night after he goes to the mikveh he becomes tar. So it could be just a 12-hour tumah. Then it talks about a nida, which means a woman that has a menstrual cycle during the normal cycle, the scheduled cycle which she expects, and the halachas that pertain to that. Then there is a woman that is a zava, which means if she has a blood discharge not during the normal menstrual cycle, so that's also considered to be an unnatural thing, not unnatural, but different than the normal cycle, and that has a similar law to the zav in that the tumma lasts for 7 days. The tumma has to be cleared by having 7 clean days, and only then does she become tar, and she has to bring a carbon just like the full-fledged zav of a male. The Sedra concludes with, after having listed all of these different types of tumah, you shall separate the Jewish people from their tumah, from their unclean state, and they shall not die. If they were to go into the Mishkan, to the Holy Temple, while being tummy, then they would die. And then it says, these are the laws of the Zav and of the person who had a seminal mission by which they become Tamei, and the woman that's a Nida during her cycle, normal cycle, and the Zav that has his emission or discharge, for whether a male or a female. And it concludes with a man that is intimate with a woman that is tummy. That's the introduction. So on those last two psukim that we just mentioned, so the Torah says, Rashi says on those psukim, that when it says Zois Torah Sazav, this is the law of the Zav, it's referring to somebody that had the Zav, which means a person that has that unusual discharge, only 1 day. So what's Torah? What is the law of the Zav? Because the Torah doesn't mention any law of the Zav that had only 1 day of a discharge. It tells it to you right here. The Asher Teitzim Menashech Lazara, and the person that had a seminal emission, that is the law of the Zav. He has a similar law to the person that had a seminal emission, which is he goes to the mikveh that day and he's tar at night. And then the second pasuk, which says, and the person that had the discharge during his discharge, double lashon, azav azayvay, that's talking about somebody that's had it 2 days in a row or 3 days in a row. which the laws of that are enumerated earlier in the parsha after Chamishi. So the question that we're going to deal with is, how does Rashi know that the first one refers to a one day zav and the second one refers to the second pasuk refers to a 2 or 3 days zav? So one explanation is that since the first one, which talks about a zav of one day, nowhere in the Torah earlier did it talk about that, didn't mention anything about a one day zav, and we don't know what the status of that is. So therefore Rashi tells us this one is talking, gives you the answer right here, that he is similar to what's called a Balkari. Balkari is one that had an ordinary seminal emission. And the Zois Teiras HaZav, the next Pasuk, talks about somebody who has the regular type of Zav discharge for 2 or 3 days, and that has already been discussed earlier in the Parsha. But this is not clear. This leaves questions, because why indeed does the Torah not mention anything about the Zav of one discharge earlier in the parasha? Why does it leave it to here, to the summary, after which he already told you that we have to be careful about Tumah and you shouldn't go into the Beis HaMikdash and this is the law, the summation, and suddenly he introduces a new status, which is a Zav of one day, and what the law is, that it's like a Balkari. Another difficulty of this would be that when it says Zois Teiras, this is the law of, has to be pointing in two directions, which means some of it refers to, I'm going to tell you the law right now, the law of the one day Zav, that is like a Balkari. The other part of Zeis Teiras, it also has the meaning, it's the stuff that I told you in the few chapters leading up to this. So it's the same word includes, I'm going to tell you and I've already told you, which is not Shuddish or Mikra. That doesn't flow well with Shuddish or Mikra. Another explanation could be that Rashi is bothered by the fact that in the second pasuk it says Vahazov es Zoivai, a double expression of the word Zav. And not like in the first pasuk where it says Zois Teiras HaZav, this is the law of the Zav. Why does it have to be the Zav that is having a discharge? And therefore Rashi takes from this that since it says twice the word Zav, the Teiras in that second pasuk, it's teaching us that there are two categories of Zav. We're talking here about two categories of Zav, the one of 2 days and the one of 3 days. Basically, the difference is the one of 2 days has all the laws of the Tumah associated with Zav, what he imparts Tumah to, and so on. But he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Only if you see it 3 days in a row do you have to bring a carbon. So the Torah is telling us two different categories of Zav. And in the first pasuk, since it says only Zav only one time, it means a 1 day Zav. And this actually reflects what Rashi told us earlier in the parasha, where it tells us the details of the Zav. Where, how do we know that there is a 2 day Zav and a 3 day Zav? Because the pasuk there says, this is how Rashi explains it. The pasuk there says, Zav mipsarei Zaiva. In one pasuk it says, there was discharge from his flesh, his discharge again. That's two times the word Zav. There is a situation of a person that had two discharges, and then in the next pasuk it says, "Bezoivei ror besarei es zoivei," three times of the words of mentioned, because there is a person that had 3 days of discharge. So Rashi told us that this is how it is, and that's why the same thing happens in this pasuk. That in the first of the last two psukim, the first one says one times of, and the second time, in the second pasuk, it says two times the word Zav, which tells us a 1 day Zav and a 2 day Zav, and since all three together are three, so we have all three categories, and that's how Rashi explains it. But the difficulty with this is that Rashi back there told us that counting the word Zav and applying that to Halacha, that is a Medrash. That is a way of interpreting psukim according to the way of Medrash, not according to Pshut Shul Mikra. So therefore, here he doesn't mention anything that it's a Medrash, so it seems that it is as if it is simply directly the meaning of the pasuk. So how does that become a simple understanding of the pasuk when earlier Rashi said it was a Medrash? So the Rebbe says this is perhaps the explanation. When the Torah says Zois Teiras HaZav, this is the law of the Zav, it should be understood in a similar way to when it says Zois Teiras HaOila back in Vayikra or Tzav. This is the law of the Oila. this is the law of the mincha, which meant every category of Eila was included in that. This is the law of. Of course, the Torah gave us the many different categories, an animal one, a bird one, and so on. And the same with a mincha. There are different types of mincha, but the word Torah includes all of them. In a similar way, Zois Torah Zazav is meant to include all the categories of Zav, which is 1, 2, and 3 days. And the order in which it's listed, says Rashi, is it starts with the least stringent one, the 1 day, which has a lighter type of tumma in general and how to get out of it also. And then it goes on to the 2 day and then to the 3 day. That's why Rashi explains it that way. Which explains also why the Zav is placed together with the male and the female Zav. Even though back in the parsha earlier, it was not in that order. But here he lumps the male and the female Zav together, and the reason is because they both have the same stringencies of Tuma, and that's why they're at the end, because it's going from the lightest to the most severe. But we still have to understand, what does Rashi mean when he uses the term Shetayrosa Mufureshes Lamaila? In the second pasuk, he says it refers to the 2 days of and the 3 days of, whose laws were explained, stated earlier. What do you mean stated earlier? Nothing was stated. It was only interpreted through a medrashic interpretation that since it says 2 times the word zav in one pasuk and 3 times the word zav in another pasuk, therefore we know that there's a difference between 2 and 3. That's not what Rashi should call mefureshes. That is a medrashic interpretation. How does that fit with Pshuto Shel Mikra that it was? He could have said, which was interpreted earlier, but he seems to say that it was stated clearly, as if the pasuk, the simple and direct meaning of the pasuk is that, when he himself called it a medrash. So the Rebbe says there are two. In this case, when Rashi said umedrashay, it doesn't mean that this is merely a medrashic interpretation. What it really means is that the way the medrash interprets it is the direct meaning of the pasuk. However, the way by which we get to the direct meaning of the pasuk is through a medrashic interpretation. But there's no other way to interpret it other than the way the medrash interprets it. And therefore that too becomes the direct meaning of the pasuk. And the reason that he says that is because the psukim over there in the middle of the parsha, if you look it up, it says like this: if there will be a person that will have a discharge from his body, his discharge is tamei. That's as if it brings it to an end. There's a discharge, it's tamei. Then he goes on to say, and this is the law, sort of the law, this is the status of his tumah from his discharge. And then he goes on to explain, there are two different types of discharge. Depends on the consistency of it, whether it's more viscous or more runny and so on. So he's getting into the details of the discharge again, going back to the discharge itself. And then declares again, it is tummy. And then it begins to explain the minutia of the laws of Zav. How do you become what kind of tumor it imparts, for how many days, and so on, all the details of it. But in the way that he introduces it, he seems to say, like interrupt after he said that it's discharge is tamei, he once again goes back to say what kind of a discharge, again declares it tamei, and then goes on to say the details. So the question is, why go back and forth that way? It seems it would have made more sense if he would say, if the person has a discharge, whether it is this consistency or that consistency, it's tamei, and then go on to explain it. Why does he go back? Therefore, from that we need the medrash to explain that what he's saying here is that the first pasuk is talking about one case of zav, which is 2 days of. The second pasuk is now reiterating it somewhat because it's talking about a different case of a zav, a 3 days of, and each one the Torah declares to be tamei. So now we know that this kind of zav is tamei, That kind of zav is tamei, which allows us to understand that a two-day zav, even though it doesn't have to bring a carbon, but it has the full impact of the tumah, just like a three-day zav, not like the one-day zav. How do we know what the difference between the two zavs are? So the Medrash tells us. Here it says two times the word zav. Here it says three times the word zav. Obviously, it means a two discharges or three discharges. So that's the way that we interpret it as Medrash. But that's the only direct meaning of the pasuk. There is no other interpretation to the pasuk. So Rashi sees this as a method to come to understand it through a Medrashic application, but it is the Pshutush al Mikra, the simple, direct meaning of the pasuk. And since the Torah declares both of them to be Tamei, teaches us that both of them share the same level of tumah. The only difference is one detail: does he have to bring a carbon or not bring a carbon? And that's why Rashi calls that the 2 days of and the 3 days of are both spelled out earlier in the parsha, because we arrive at it through a midrashic interpretation, but that's how the Torah spells it out, and that's the meaning of the pasuk. The Rebbe now focuses on what's called in Yonim Ifloim, the extraordinary teachings that we find in Rashi, and in this case it's in lending an idea to a halachic issue to explain. There is a Torah Skanim which says essentially the same thing as Rashi. Parts of it say the same thing as Rashi, but it uses slightly different words. The Torah Skanim says there is the one that saw one discharge. There was the one that saw two discharges and the one that saw three discharges. Rashi says that it's the one of the person of one discharge, the person of two discharges, and the person of three discharges. Why does he change it from the wording of the Torah Kohanim? So this will be explained based on something that we find in the Gemara. There are two ways in which the Gemara interprets the difference between a 2 days of and a 3 days of. There is the teaching of Rav Simoi that says that the pasuk, which Rashi already mentioned, because Rashi says it, the pasuk counted two and calls it tamei, and then the pasuk listed three times the words of and calls it tamei. How is it? So what's the difference? The difference is they're both tamei. Whether he saw twice or three times, they're tamei. But the third time, if he saw a third time, he now has to bring a carbon as well. The Chachamim interpret it differently. They say in one pasuk it says zayvay, his discharge. Then it goes on to explain the consistency of that discharge. And then again mentions zayvay twice, one in the runny discharge or the viscous discharge. Three times it says the word zayv, so therefore we learn that there is a zav of three discharges, and that has to bring a carbon, because that's what the Torah completes there. It goes on to say that you need a carbon. But then there's another, the pasuk says, or if it was a viscous discharge from his discharge, in other words, mei zayvay, which can be it's tamei. So the Chachamim say it says mei zayva, which means of, which means not all of it, teaching us that the 2 days of is a minor status of a 3 days of. He is only some of what a 3 days of is. So therefore we learn from there that there is something about the 2 day discharge which is different than the full fledged zav, and that is that he doesn't have to bring a carbon. That's how they interpret it. And the difference is there are two ways of looking at the difference between a 2 day and 3 day zav. One way is that a 3 day zav is one type of a tumah, a 2 day zav is a different type of a tumah. They're completely unrelated to each other, so to speak. And not that one, the 2 day zav is a minor of a 3 days of. They're two different statuses. Another way of looking at it is a zav is a 3 days of. The 2 days of is a minor expression, a minor level status of a 3 days of. It's really one and the same, only he hasn't quite made it to the 3 days of status, so he has one lesser degree of that. What would be the difference, whether we look at it as the same thing or two different types of tumah? The Gemara asks a question. What happens if a Zav saw two discharges 2 days in a row, and then there was an interruption of 1 day, he didn't have any discharge, and then on the fourth day he had a third discharge? The question is, does it become a 3 day Zav if there was an interruption in the middle? So if we look at it as a 2 day Zav is not the same as a 3 day Zav, it's something totally different. So when he had 2 days of discharge, then there was a day in which he didn't have, so then the 2 day finished. He's finished. He has been declared a 2 day Zav. Now he had one clean day, which means he's on his way to getting rid of being a Zav. Now a third day shows up on day four. Is that a continuation of the 2 day? No, it's something totally different. It's a 1 day. He's a 2 days Zav. The third discharge does not connect with the other two. It's not the same thing. So therefore there's no continuation because it was interrupted by a day. If we look at it as the same thing, only he hasn't quite made it to the third day, so if there is an interruption and then he makes it to the third day, since it's a continuation of the 2 days, it is considered a continuation and therefore he becomes a 3 days of. So that's a halachic difference between whether we look at it this way or that way. And this is all dependent on how do we learn it from the psukim. At least we can explain it that way. If we learn it from mei zoivai, that the 2 day is a minor expression of the 3 days of, so then they are considered to be one thing. And therefore, if there was a day interruption and then a third day of discharge, then it would be considered a 3 days of. But if we learn it as the way Rav Simai does, that there's one pasuk that teaches about a 2 day, one pasuk teaches about a 3 day, and each time says tamehus, in other words, it's completely separate from each other. They're not the same thing. And therefore, if it's a continuation, it won't drag the 2 day into a 3 day, because from the way we learn it from the Torah, it's two separate things. And therefore, that answers the other question, the Torah's kainim, which says that we learn it from mezoiva, that it's a part, that the 2 day is a smaller version of the 3 day. Therefore, he says the difference is only how many times did you see it. It's the same tumah, it's the same event. It's only a question how many times did you actually see it. That's why he says zesherah, this one, the one that saw two times, or he saw three times. It's only a matter of quantity, how many times. But according to Rashi, he says that it's two different separate subjects. Therefore, we call him, this is the man of two. This is the man of three. It's not about the quantity. It's more about the quality. Is he a 2 days of? Is he a 3 days of? That's the end. But I understand that this is very, there's so many details in the sikha, it's hard to capture it in a short summary. If you want to get the full picture, listen to the full version of the sikha in this case.